Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova for Community Comment. Property crime, stealing stuff, is a huge problem in Humboldt County, from the grown men riding bicycles during the day, scanning front porches and car windows for easy targets, to the druggies who will shoplift anything to raise the money for their next fix. The results have been disastrous. Locals don't feel safe in their homes, and stores have to be extra vigilant. There are multiple reasons we have so many hobos. A large factor is the easy access to hard drugs. Because local charities treat hard drug users as if they are people just down on their luck, these urban outdoorsmen spend all day either looking for drugs or hoping to get things to trade for drugs. When a town gets run down to the point Eureka is, stolen stuff is no longer a disconnected problem. I look at it this way. You have the first group, the dangerous thugs that break into homes, mug people, and steal expensive stuff. These people use the stolen gear to trade for drugs. The second group are the actual drug dealers, who use their homes as trading posts, and quite rightly, these are the homes and the cheap hotels that the EPD's problem-oriented policing program has been great about targeting. The saddest group is the third one, the drug addicts that travel to these houses. If these addicts don't have money, then the dealer will allow them to borrow some of their stolen items and sell it to a local store, an individual, a pawn shop, an antique store, and so on. Because our local merchants are very smart about who to watch out for, there is always a real danger of a new junkie peddling something that doesn't belong to them. So that is the cycle. Stolen items like bicycles, musical instruments, firearms, knives, tools, they're all used as commodities. They are a medium of exchange to obtain drugs. The good news is that if your item is stolen, there is a real chance that it is locked up in one of these hidden commerce sites. It's a good idea to keep records with serial numbers of your possessions. If you have a theft, always report it and then call any and all merchants with your case number ready. Keep an eye on Craigslist, and if your item is truly unique, keep watch on eBay as well. Working with the victims and with law enforcement, over the years I have personally recovered a good number of musical instruments. I'm often surprised how good of a condition the items are in. Let's continue the conversation on the big problems that no one wants to talk about. If we can all just pull our weight, keep our eyes open, and report anything suspicious, maybe we can turn this around. This is Anthony Mantova, Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.